Good morning again.
I bring greetings from Waterloo. Well, I would like to start this morning sharing a friend of mine, one that I got when I was around 9 years old. His name is Petey, or was Petey, because he passed away several years ago. This is an actual picture of him, Petey. I love this pet. How many of you grew up having pets at home? Can I see your hand? That's great. Well, Petey was very special. He was the kind of hamster that was always at peace, friendly, never beating, receiving food, and again, those are my hands when I was 9 years old. Hanging this hamster, he was very special to me. But as any hamster, he had a dream. And that dream had to do with being free. He was always, and that's the picture of another hamster, that's not mine. But as this hamster is, he was always, beating the bars of all of his cage. Always dreaming with the idea of escaping. Always he was in that way. And there was a time in which I forgot to close the door of the cage. And he escaped. And he was running. When I realized that he wasn't in his cage, well, I started to look for him all over the place, all over the house. But I didn't find him. So I was, of course, as you can imagine, as any child of that age, I was concerned and I was crying and looking each day for Petey without success. He was lost. And he was lost in that way for around 2 weeks when I saw him through the window in the garden. And I ran to try to take him, but when I arrived there, he wasn't there. But I knew he's alive. And then a week later, he got back. He was just, not inside of the cage, but he got back to the place where the cage was. So I was able to take him again after 3 weeks and then put him back in the cage. And then he lived there for several months, and then he passed away in a painful way a couple of years later. That's the story of Petey. And I remember him in a special way every time that I had the opportunity of watching one of those typical movies of people in jail. Have you seen or read, how is the name of that classic, Papillon, I think? That is the idea that, well, it shows the idea that many people have when they are in jail, and is the idea of escaping or leaving the cage. And it seems that that's what many people that are in jail think about the day when they will be able to escape. So I don't know if you are like a hamster, or like Papillon, or like me, but sometimes there are some circumstances where I just want to escape. It may be the result of personal decisions, or experiences that I have had, or the result of decisions of other people that have created situations and circumstances that are hard for me to stay in which I really would like to escape from. But they are like the bars of the cage of Petey, even though I try to bite them again and again and again, they never open. And it seems that that's my only dream sometimes. And I wake up thinking about how I am going to escape from this situation. And then I go through the day. Sometimes work helps to forget the situation, but then later, or sooner, that is again there. And I see the bars. And there is no way of escaping. I am just waiting for somebody to open the door and give me the opportunity of get freedom. In Mennonite World Conference, during these coming 2 weeks, or during this month, actually, we are celebrating what we called Peace Sunday. And for this special celebration around the world, we invite our churches, our local congregations, to set apart a Sunday, a service in their churches in which they can speak about peace. Why this month? Well, basically because the United Nations declared this month as the month of peace globally. And we said, well, if we want to celebrate something globally about peace, why don't use the same month, the same date? And then we asked one person from the Global South to prepare the worship materials. And actually, it's a whole commission, the Commission of Peace of Mennonite World Conference, that works on the materials for Peace Sunday. And they delegate one person to prepare the sermon. So I was waiting for a sermon that will help us to think about peace. And a passage that will speak about maybe strategies of peacemaking, conflict resolution, or restorative justice, something like that, right? This Peace Sunday. This person then proposed for this month this passage that you have on the screen now. And it's the passage that we heard this morning, the passage from Philippians, that starts saying, don't worry. Don't worry. It's interesting for me to note that this book of Philippians, this letter of Philippians, was written by the Apostle Paul, living in a cage, say in a jail. He was a prisoner when he wrote this letter. And as you know, all this letter is about joy and hope and this idea of not being worried. And when I was reading this text, I was thinking, how is this possible? The Apostle Paul was like my hamster, or like me, sometimes thinking about escaping from a jail. I mean, that's what everyone does when it's part or is inside of a prison. But for some strange reason, Apostle Paul was not thinking about escaping. He was able to even invite the church of Philippians to rejoice. And by the way, the church of Philippians was dealing with a difficult context. They were suffering in that city. And it seems that there was some conflict inside of the church. So in addition to external suffering, there was internal conflict in the church that was also bringing some kind of suffering. So how is that the Apostle Paul says, don't worry? Well, you know, when you are in a prison or in jail or in a cage, because of the decisions of others or your own decisions, or you are just experiencing the idea of escaping, then that may become easily a kind of obsession. So let me explain this a little more. Using this table, I hope it is okay if I move it. So let's think that table is my problem or this situation that I would like to overcome, the reality that keeps me as prisoner. When I wake up, then I start thinking about that. And I think about this situation. And then I go for lunch after being working, and I think about this. And then I then maybe go to a book club, and I keep thinking about this. And then I go to sleep. And you know, I can't sleep because I am thinking about that. And then I go to Sunday service, and then I have the opportunity of praying. And you know what I pray for?
I pray about
that. And it seems that all my life has to do with this idea of escaping and overcoming that situation. Well, that's exactly the reason why Apostle Paul doesn't speak about escaping. Because he has decided to stop worrying. And he has made the decision of facing this situation without being focused on that situation. And that's the risk that we, all of us, have when we are dealing with circumstances that put us inside of a jail. The risk is that very easily the purpose of our life is all related to that situation. Even our spiritual life gets stuck in that situation. And you can name it. It will be a difficult relationship with your parents or with another relative. Or it could be a difficult relationship at work or in the university. It could be something that you would like to overcome, a personal weakness. There may be many other reasons why we lose the real purpose of our life, and then we get just centered on that situation. However, in this passage, Jesus or Paul invite us to center our attention not in the problem, but on Jesus. And he says, the Apostle Paul has says several times, rejoice in the Lord. Think in Jesus. Because when Jesus is the center of our lives, then those things get a different and maybe the right perspective. So this right, Paul invites us to take all these difficult circumstances and bring them to God in prayer. But it's exactly that. Leave them in God's hands. The idea is to stop worrying. And it was, when I was, reflecting about this passage, I remember this other passage from the book of Isaiah, which in the original text has the idea of saying, when you think permanently about God, then you will find peace. So as I said before, this text was chosen to be preached today or during this month as a text to speak about peacemaking. And again, it was a surprise because I was thinking we are going to speak about the strategies and conflict resolution and all those issues related to peace. But that sounds kind of, let's say, pietistic, that verse. And why a person in the Global South had chosen a text that speaks in that way for a Peace Sunday? When we think about our membership in Mennonite World Conference, and for those of you that were before, you already know this map, we can think about several places where there is a lot of suffering. Circumstances that are the equivalent of a jail, or even worse, for many people. So you see in the map all these red circles are places that I can point out today as places of high suffering in our churches. The Church of Hong Kong is dealing with a lot of violence and difficult situations around them. The Church of India, dealing in some places with religious persecution. The Church of Eritrea, with some pastors in jail today, where it's illegal to go to a church. The Church of Malawi, dealing with extreme, overwhelming, too much poverty. The Church of Congo, dealing with internal displacement because of violence. The Church of Colombia, dealing with a context where it is so hard to forgive and affirm a peace agreement that has been signed between the government and the Revolutionary Army. Or the Church of Venezuela, dealing with a very difficult situation and a lot of people wanting to escape and leave the country and immigrate to other places. Or the churches in Central America, receiving a lot of immigrants and trying to help them while they fulfill their dream of going to a better country. And I can go on and on. But what I see as very interesting in all these places in the Global South mainly, is the amount of piety or pietism. Or in other words, this idea of a strong spiritual life that helps them to get focused not in the problems that they have, but in Jesus. And it seems that that's what I see, or we can see in this passage of Philippians, and what the person that suggested this passage is seeing. When we read the context, the first verses of this chapter of Philippians, the Apostle Paul is speaking about the need of reconciliation among the leaders. And then some verses later, the Apostle Paul speaks about joy. And now, as we can see in this passage, he speaks about prayer and thanksgiving. And then later, the follower verses speak about thinking on good or about good things. Meditation, I say in that way. So all this passage has to do with some things that we can do to help us to keep focused on Jesus. Those are known in some traditions as devotional things to do, or disciplines, spiritual disciplines, or rules or practices. All of them has to do with the idea of helping us to center our attention in Jesus. So if you feel in some ways like my hamster, I would like to invite you to look for other possibilities. I know that even attending a church is so easy to get in the custom of just participating in religious things without really escaping from those things that we would like to escape. I think it's possible to enjoy freedom today. It's possible to do so in spite of the cages or jails or prisons in which we are. If we learn, as the apostle did, to practice those kind of things that help us to focus and center our attention on Jesus. So I think that all these brothers and sisters from the Global South, many of them known because of their Pentecostal exuberance and all the way in which they worship and dance and pray and do these kind of things, I do think they do that because they need and they have discovered that in those spiritual disciplines, it's possible to find freedom. So what are some of them in this passage? Can somebody please read the words that are appearing here? First one. Reconciliation. Uh-huh. Next one. Joy. The next one. Prayer. Other one. Meditation. Next? Study. And the last one? I didn't hear that. Rest. Aha, resting. Those are some of the spiritual disciplines that the Apostle Paul speaks about in this very specific chapter. I think that if you have been a Christian for a long time, maybe you have practiced some of them, or maybe not. And you may think, well, this is the kind of activities that only monks in a monastery do. Well, for the Anabaptists of 16th century, The idea was exactly to take the life of the nuns and monks to the real life of regular people in their everyday life. So these things are not for monks only. They are wonderful things that you and me can experience today in order to help us to keep focused on Jesus. And I would like to invite you to consider exploring one of them. Maybe you can choose one that you have not practiced and try to get knowledge about how to do it. There are many options about that. For those of you that are in a book club, maybe you can suggest the reading of a book about spiritual disciplines. There is one that is very popular from Richard Foster, right? That's a classic. But this is another one, written by a pastor in Vancouver. God in My Everything, How an Ancient Rhythm Helps Busy People Enjoy God. Just a recommendation. Or you can even download some apps today in your cell phone that can help you to do that. Abide is one of them, and there are others. Yes, there is a possibility of enjoying these kind of disciplines in order to find peace for our lives today, in spite of the things that are giving us a hard time. So those are some practical ideas for you to think about it during these days. What if we pray and we ask God to help us to focus on Him in order to find the peace that we need and we want to find? Let's pray. Lord, we want to recognize that many times in our lives we face the obsessing idea of overcoming a specific circumstance that is keeping us inside of a cage. And it's so easy to lose our purpose and to end up living only for that. Lord, we want to ask you to help us to be in and keep focus on Jesus. Help us to find ways to practice one or two of these practices that will help us to do so, to keep focus on Jesus. You know how busy are our lives and how difficult it is sometimes to think about finding ways of practicing some disciplines like this that we have here on the screen. But Lord, we want to say that without you, it's impossible to find peace and to keep our mind focused on you. Help us to find ways through our regular lives to develop and practice one of these practices that the Apostle Paul found useful to find peace in the midst of a prison in the first century. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.